Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon, and our final one-on-one college football preview episode features the University of Pennsylvania Quakers of the Ivy League. Now, the Ivy League starts a couple of weeks later than everyone else, hence why their preview's coming out later than everyone else's. Penn coming off an uncharacteristic 3-7 season in 2021, but the Quakers looking to bounce back in the Ancient Eight here in 2022. They've got a lot of experience coming back, and I caught up this week with head coach Ray Priori to talk about his hopes for the squad. So first of all, coaches, now you've out of the camp mode and into game week mode, how happy are you with the progress this group has made, you know, through the spring and to this point?
I think our kids have taken the necessary steps. I think they worked real hard, held each other accountable all spring and through the summertime, came into camp with some great energy and been able to do that for the last 3 weeks. And we're excited to finally be in game week here with Colgate this upcoming weekend.
There were struggles last year record wise, but if you watch the games, you know, 4 or 5 plays go different ways, and 3-7, 7-3, or 6-4. I mean, it was that close. But how much is that a driving factor? You talk about the great energy with the group, that a little bit of a chip on their shoulder coming into this season.
Yeah, I think no member was pleased or happy last year's performance, last year's record there. We know that a lot of what had happened was due to many reasons. Some was youthfulness. We had some young players playing at times, okay? But our ability to put the attention to the detail, grow each week, we didn't see that significant growth. What I'm pleased to say that in the offseason, our kids really buckled down there. Those young players are now a little bit more mature and growing through things at virtually every position. And again, as you said earlier, we've had a pretty good start in the spring and right to camp right now.
Where do you see the strengths on this group right now?
Well, again, where we were lacking last year, I'd say one would be the offensive line. Last year, we had one returning starter coming back. This year, we have 4. So you build a foundation there. Our quarterback, Aiden Sayin, I think we put him in the last 5 games of last year as a true freshman. He really, that was a great stepping stone for him. Has really carried it through spring and into camp. So having that experience back. And then really I would say is that our wide receiver position, I'm probably most pleased because I think it's our deepest positions from 1 to 6. I'm not sure of how much separation relative to their positions that they play. I think we're fairly deep at even at the running back position. So again, we've seen a little bit more depth, game experience, and that stuff will come in some time. And then probably something could be said in our defensive front. I think we have a couple of guys with some experience, but our overall depth of that group has been pretty visible during camp here.
Going back to the quarterback, Aiden Sayin, you got him in, you got him game action down the stretch last year. How much did those snaps accelerate where he is now?
Well, I think what you're able to do is, speed of high school to college game is totally different. He was thrown into the fire and play with pretty good poise for a young player. Totally different offensive system this year than last year. We've seen that growth with he and Coach Swanson in the package from the spring through the summertime. And I definitely believe that it helped us moving forward. That was what we did a little bit with even Alec Torgerson back in the day, a couple years back, where he played the last handful of games his freshman year. That sort of laid a nice foundation and comfort level for him moving into his sophomore year.
What was your biggest question coming into camp, and did you get the answer you wanted?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest questions I had were, you know, I think so much gets plagued by injuries. You know, coming through, how well is your team going to prepare physically during the summertime? What was their mindset coming into it? I think that all those questions I think have been answered. Now we just have to put it together on the field, and when the whistle blows, and play with great excitement, but also be very resilient. You know, the game of football at times, the ball doesn't bounce your way. So I'm looking for that unknown is that maturity factor. When the tough times come again, how do we respond to that as a football team?
You mentioned Coach Swanstrom, your new offensive coordinator. What can fans expect maybe differently offensively? What will his system bring to the table?
Yeah, I'd say it's sideline to sidelines of a formation of an offense driven that way. He takes advantage of what people do. So it's a lot of check with me, a lot of tempo in the offense of what we try to get accomplished there. I'll look for the mismatches, and then really schematically, it takes a very, very patient quarterback to really read through his scheme and systems, where he has his cover one reads, man-to-man reads into his own read sides and whatnot. And I think it's really just an execution thing more than anything else at this juncture.
First two games are at home. We were talking earlier how last year your first two were on the road, and that puts a lot of stress just from a logistics standpoint when you've got a young team. How much easier does that make life? Because you're kind of the reverse here. First two are at home, and you've also got a team that's a lot more experienced, and I would think that would allow you to maybe push ahead a little further.
Yeah, I think it's definitely more beneficial that, you know, you're at second week of camp, third week of camp. You know, you're trying to look and set travel parties and whatnot for special teams. So it allows us to use our bench a little bit further. Get some guys that perhaps weren't going to be traveling into those two deep roles and whatnot. Definitely playing at home, the away trip mindset. You know, I've echoed this to many folks. You know, last year's away trip, you know, 2/3 of our football team had never been on a varsity football field before with COVID and just being a young team. And now we bring back a more experienced team at home, first game, 100+ players. So we're excited about that. And, you know, Franklin Field can be a real great advantage the plan.
And you'll open with Colgate. One of the things about Ivy League football, it's not just you, the whole league starts late. So it's week three for Colgate, week one for you. What are the, you know, I would imagine the pitfalls, as they've already been able to work through a lot of those early season problems that all teams have. But I guess on the upside, they haven't seen you, and you have a new offensive coordinator, so there's the element of surprise. What are kind of the positives and negatives of being on week one when they're on week three?
I think you hit the nail right on the head in the first one, right? We've got a chance to watch them playing Stanford and playing Maine, two good programs, and they thought they played real well, right? So you got the chance to see them. They haven't seen us. They don't know who we're going to be bringing back due to COVID and all those other things of where the starting lineups and those things are. The disadvantage I'd say is first game, right? The excitement. I think I always look at these first games when you're playing against a non-Ivy opponent in this situation. That is, can we weather the early storm? Okay. Those little first jitters that you have, the excitement of the buzz and that opening kickoff and everything else. If you can make it through the first 5 minutes of that game, and I think you'll be in good shape. And over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, we've done a decent job with our kids, our mindset, our temperament there. Sometimes as a coach, you over prepare for your opponent. You have way more time to think about it, which we learned not to do that. So there, and the other thing is, you know, keeping your players healthy to make sure that you can hit that ground running with everything. And then once again, at home, use your bench. Okay. So if we can play 6 receivers, it's our advantage of playing as many of our kids as we can on special teams. And hopefully this is a game that goes down to the last quarter. We got a little bit more win than they do.
That will do it for this final 101 college football preview, focusing on the Penn Quakers. Thanks to head coach Ray Priori for carving out some time to chat. Penn hosts Colgate in its season opener Saturday afternoon at Franklin Field. That will be a 1:00 kickoff. Now, you can follow the show on Twitter at 101pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening to all these college football previews. Hope you enjoyed them.
A Philadelphia dentist today was sentenced to 22 years in prison and fined $100,000.
This was just unbelievable.
You got to understand the genius in Larry. Nobody was doing coke at this point.
No one could believe that this highly educated, young, handsome man was this kingpin drug dealer.
This is Wolves Among Us, the Larry Lavin story. A documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Listen now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.